Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling. A home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this guys. Is cool. This is very Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars. I feel like some stormtroopers are going to come in.
Yeah, they are.
What happened here?
They
said, we need you to sex it up.
Yeah.
That's what they said?
They did. They were like, sex sells.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, and yet you're in a sweatshirt right now.
Yeah, because I don't care.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, that'll get the people in.
This
and then,
gets people in, then now it's and like, then, and now it's us.
Well, for the first episodes, were you all in leather?
Yeah, all leather and yeah, slicked back hair, big, yeah, everything.
No, this is cool, and you've always been really nice to me, and I should probably let you start.
Oh, well, welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here with the iconic Jason Nash.
Making moves.
Yeah.
Are we making moves right now?
We are right now. It's so exciting. Thank you so much for coming on. You've always been so nice to me as well.
I hate when people wear sunglasses on podcasts. That was just for my bit where I was saying
it went with the whole thing.
I sat on my sunglasses.
What kind of sunglasses are those?
Oh my God. These are the best sunglasses.
Really?
Yeah. And I got them with Jonah.
Where?
Well, I don't want to sound bougie, but we were in Miami. These are Hugo Boss.
Miami.
And I can't find them.
Wait, like they're what?
They're Hugo Boss.
Oh my gosh. Wait, did your dog chew?
No, I sat on them.
Oh, okay.
My big fat ass sat on them.
This looks like a dog chewed on them.
He probably got
they're
to them
sick.
At some point.
I love them. Yeah, can I try them on?
Yeah, put them on.
Except my...
Aren't they great? They're like really great glasses.
I feel like I look cool, like a movie star.
Yeah, those glasses, they look good on everybody.
So how are you? What's new? I know you were traveling a bunch. You texted Alicia and I. We need to see the dog.
Oh, yeah. You guys invited me to a party, and then that's a lot for me to go to a party.
I get it.
Because then I go there, and I'm like, I don't
know. No, we were going to meet you
older,
at Matt's.
And everybody goes, oh, is that David's dad? I don't know how many times people have said that to me.
Really?
Yeah, people come to me, are you his dad? And I'm like,
I
work for him.
No, I work for him.
but yeah, so you get that a lot. And so going to parties is tough. And I saw the invitation, and I was like, in my head, I go, oh, that would be fun.
Oh, this was Alicia's birthday.
If I was 25.
That's right. Yeah.
And then I just don't go. Mm-hmm. And then I just sit at my house and I eat Pringles and I watch the same episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
You a big fan?
I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I've never seen it.
What?
I know.
So many people in your generation like don't know about it.
No.
I sat the guys down once to watch it, and I think I got a couple of them into it. It's the best.
What network is it on? Is it on a streaming platform?
It's on HBO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love HBO.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like it's all about like just like the little things in life, and I don't know why I'm talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm. He can go promote it himself. But
well, what's your ideal? Like, I want to know if you're not into, you know, going out to a party or whatever. Like, what's your ideal perfect night? Is it in? Are you watching that show?
What does that entail? What a great question. I mean, honestly, just watching something with my kids, that's probably the ideal night. Yeah.
Do you guys have a go-to show or platform or something you guys watch together?
My son and I are watching Barry right now.
What?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that either.
Barry is the best show.
What is that?
It's Bill Hader.
Okay.
And it's kind of like Breaking Bad, but with comedy.
Okay.
And it's like so good. So you get both. You get action and then you get like really funny bits. Like it'll be like the drug lord is like coming to town in like a caravan of like Escalades.
Oh, wow.
And then like it's like really tense. And then they go to open the door to the Escalade and like it's locked. And he's like, no, wait, let me unlock it. You know, like stuff like that.
Speaking of like comedic.
Right? Yeah. And Bill Hader's like, he's a genius. He's like, he was always a genius, and now he's like directing and stuff. So yeah, I suggest that. The Boys is really good.
Uh-huh.
What else?
Have you watched the new Stranger Things?
Yes, we watched that one
too.
Yeah,
what'd you think?
I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I like watching like old things. I like showing my kids things that they haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
That's the best, like, I love a show where I'm like, oh, I wish I could rewatch this for the first time because I was so like sucked into it.
Yeah,
I couldn't even think about anything else because it was so good.
Yes.
That's the best show.
You can do that with a friend. You can like, mm-hmm. you could like someone who hasn't seen Breaking Bad, like go back and watch it.
Yeah.
And having kids, like when you have kids, you'll see it's like, that's the best because you get to just relive everything. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. Speaking of, I guess, watching shows and, you know, all these new things, you started your new platform.
Yes.
Nash Nation, yep. Right?
Yep. It's Nash Nation, and it's a exclusive content site. It's at thenashnation.com.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you. Why did you do that?
I had a producer for the podcast. He's the same producer from Views, and we were going to do like a Patreon, and then he was like, well, I can build you a website.
Ooh, that's nice.
And we just opted. We just thought that would be cooler than Patreon. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. Like we've launched for 3 days. We have like 1,000 members. And
that's great. Congrats.
It's going good. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's a slow build. You know, mm-hmm. like they keep coming in, and we're posting like vlogs over there. And I'm doing like a masterclass kind of series.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll go back and look at old vlogs and like say like, oh, this is how we did it.
No, that's what I was most interested in when you did the trailer. I was like, whoa, that's what would get me to pay.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you, I guess I'm always confused with Patreon. I'm like, what would get me to click on someone's Patreon,
right,
or like to buy it, or what would make someone want to buy mine, right?
I think
if I were to have one.
I think Patreon is like mostly just support.
Yes.
Like if they love you and they want to support
you. So I was wondering, like, what was your motive when you started Nash Nation? Were you like, actually, I kind of want to like capitalize more on my following and like make more money? Or did you actually want to challenge yourself to make more like
I wanted to make like elevated content,
uh-huh.
and make things that like I'm really proud of, and the way to do that is to like have people paying, I think,
mm-hmm.
which is cool, and ultimately
like it motivates you to like deliver.
Yeah, like it's like I really want
to you're like I have to do something good,
and I really want to have other things on there too. Like I want to build it out, like I have a friend, his name's Brandon Calvillo, and he makes like really great short films. So like, I want to like have his short films on there. I want to like bring other friends that we're friends with, like like Susie Antonian is doing a really cool series right now. So stuff like that, like, you know, maybe just try to build a platform and make it look really good. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I'm sure. Question, when you know how on YouTube, like, you can't use or you can't monetize with normal music on something like your platform, you can use normal music and stuff like that in your films or whatever?
You can use copyright
that's awesome.
Music, so that's good. That's like a perk. People get to see that. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that until now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm still posting on YouTube and stuff, and then the podcast will be, we're doing a podcast called All Good Things, and that'll be on YouTube for free and Spotify for free, but you can get it early on the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Love that. Do you, okay, I want to keep talking about the Nash Nation stuff a little bit.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the comedy, like, or debriefing the, I guess, the vlog episodes, and you were like diving into the comedic relief moments and like why you did what.
Right.
Let's talk about that. Like, what, explain comedy to me from your perspective, because I'm like so like I guess not far removed from it, but like it's so interesting to me because a lot of really, I guess, intelligent people are comedians. Like they there's an art to it.
I wouldn't go that far, but
I knew you were gonna say that.
That's like
it's
the thing.
Timing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I'm most passionate about. Like even at this age, I'm the same as when I was like 16 and like watching Monty Python or watching Saturday Night Live. Like it's all I think about, and it's just my love, you know. It's what I love. And I remember when I was like, I was probably like 20, and I like told my parents, I was like, I want to be a comedian, and they were like, what? Like, you're not funny at all. My father famously was like, your sister's the funny one, which she is. My sister's really funny.
Oh my gosh.
My sister's like 10 times funnier than I am. And I was like, yeah, no, totally. And so then I went and I got an internship at Saturday Night Live, and I worked at MTV.
What? I did not know you were there.
I worked there when, I worked the last year Sandler was there.
That's crazy.
And then I worked the first year Will Ferrell was there. So that like transitioned. So I got to that whole cast, like Sherry O'Terry and like Dave Koechner and Colin Quinn, Tracy Morgan.
Wow.
And then before that, like Farley.
Wow.
I got to like, you know, just sit in. And
what did you do as an intern there?
The big thing I did, the best thing I got to do is I got to work with Norm MacDonald.
Okay.
Who is this like...
I'm like, I don't know who that is.
He just passed away.
Okay.
But you should look him up. He's regarded as, you know, maybe one of the best comedians of his time, or definitely of all time. And all comedians kind of point to him. And he just taught me so much. And he was like, he was very fearless with his jokes. And so that was what I did. I worked for him and you know, he was doing Weekend Update then. So I just like learned like how to like make jokes, and I would like photocopy stuff and get coffee, stuff like that.
It's actually crazy how much you can learn just watching someone and like being in their presence.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yes. Yeah. You can learn so much. And so that was really cool. But comedy has just always been like something that I love. And that's why I'm doing that series is I even say that I'm like, this is not for everybody. You know, you got to like be into comedy, or you got to be like into YouTube and stuff. But it's fun to go back and you know, explain. Like sometimes I do like a lot of character videos where I get a lot of prosthetic. So one of them we did was like, I dressed up as Satan. So I was just telling them like how we did it. And people seem to really like it. And then we did another one that airs tomorrow where David buried me in the ground.
Oh, I remember that vlog.
So that was really intense, just to like talk about. It was just fun to go back and be like, oh my God, I remember like we dug the hole the night before, and we couldn't let anyone see that we were digging a hole.
Yeah.
And then I got in there. And by the way, this was all his idea. I remember it like yesterday. He was.
There really is so much behind like vlogs and videos people have no idea about, like the time and effort it takes.
We used to have no ideas too.
Really?
Yeah, we'd have no ideas because he would post like a couple times a week, and you'd be lucky if you got like, you know, one or two like really good things. And I remember he was just staring out the window, and it was dark and it was late at night, and he just goes, "Jay, I got it. I'm gonna bury you in the backyard." And then I was like, wow, that's good. And then it worked like a charm. Like I got under there. They put the dirt on me.
No, that's a great vlog.
And then and no one knew. Like everybody was like completely surprised. Mm-hmm. But then the problem was he did the bid. It went great. Everybody was happy. But then the weight of the soil, it was like 200-300 pounds of soil on me. And then it started to. I was like. You got to get me out. You have to dig me out now. And it was like hard to dig me out. And we had, remember Vardon? You know who Vardon is?
Yes.
Like Vardon was there with like a shovel.
Oh my gosh.
He was like, I was like, guys, you got to get me out. I'm like, you got to get me out of here. It's like the weight of the soil. And then Vardon was like, okay, Jason, I'll save you.
Oh my gosh.
And he like took a shovel, but he was like shoveling my neck.
You're like, please don't hurt. Kill me.
Yeah. So stuff like that. Yeah. So that's really what it is. And, but yeah, I don't know. Comedy's so funny because it's, I never feel like I'm good at it, or I never feel like, even when you like make somebody laugh, mm-hmm. Or stand up, or maybe you're just like with your friend talking, like mm-hmm. They laugh, and then it's like over, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
And so then you like have to get the next laugh.
Thing. I feel like you always have to be so on your feet, like ready to go for the next thing.
Right.
And another thing that's really, I feel like you have to be so extremely over the top, like confident or like willing to make a fool out of yourself to be like a comedian, because it's like so humbling.
Yeah. That was the cool thing about making.
But you don't care at all. I feel like you don't give a fork.
No. I don't care at all. No,
which has pursuing comedy helped you not give a shit about what anyone thinks about you just in real life?
Yeah. Because when you go up and bomb as many times as I have, like mm-hmm. in stand up and stuff, that's like the ultimate humiliation. Mm-hmm. So like bombing in front of 200 people is way worse than like if I said something stupid at a dinner
to a friend. Yeah, or whatever.
So it's like it just creates this thing of like, oh. It doesn't matter.
How do you know when something is good? How do you know when something's funny and you haven't tried it on anyone yet?
You don't.
Oh, okay.
No, like we made a TikTok yesterday and when people were watching it, you just watch their face. And then like we showed it to Natalie and Natalie was like, she didn't laugh. And we were like, okay, I got to do it again.
Really?
Yeah. That's just the general.
That's what's interesting. I feel like in a different way, Alicia and I, we realize that too. We'll be like, oh my gosh, this video is so good. We're like, we're so proud of it. Right. We're like, we work so hard.
Right.
This is so good. Like, it's so insightful. Yeah. It's funny. It's juicy, whatever it is. And then we upload and it flops. And we're like, what? Yeah. Like the one time we're proud of it. It's always the stuff that we don't think is good blows up.
Yeah. It's the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, it's
like maybe the thumbnail. That's the tough thing about YouTube is the thumbnail's not the thumbnail. If the thumbnail is not good, then you can't.
Wait, so what do you mean you showed Natalie and then do you do that a lot and then you'll refilm the entire thing? You
won't. Yeah, yeah. People don't laugh
in real life.
Yeah. You have to do that, and then I hear that from a lot of people. Like Logan Paul always says that. He has everyone watch his vlogs like
in real life before.
And that was the cool thing about like when I was making vlogs with David was like he was the best at that because he would tell me he was just like you'd go out for like 8 hours or maybe 10 hours like trying to film stuff and he would just say just keep trying and like what's in the vlog is funny but 99% of it was like so not funny and miss.
What do you mean you go out for 8 hours and you film? Like, what does that mean? What does that entail?
Like when you're making like a lot of, when you're making like two vlogs a week or I'm making like two or three vlogs a week, you picks you up at one mm-hmm. and you go to four or five different things throughout the day. So it could be, you know, there's a guy riding a surfboard in his pool. And then the next thing is like, you just go to Todd's house and make fun of his poetry book or.
So when you're going, let's say you're like, okay, let's go to Saddle Ranch at some point during the day, right? Or whatever, or let's go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, are you like, oh, I hope this happens? Are you like trying to like find something or just waiting for something to happen? Like, how do you make move and shake things?
You hope something happens or you get lucky.
Because this form of vlogging is way different from my form of vlogging. I'm like, hey, guys.
Right.
Just woke up. This is the, like, cleanser I use.
People like that, too.
Yeah.
People love that.
It's so different, though.
Yeah. Because people love that. Like, you're living in L.A. You have, like, a really cool life. Like, you're here, you have cool friends.
It's just so different.
Just by nature of the fact that you get paid, your job is to film yourself. That's interesting in itself. Like,
it's weird,
I would watch
though.
That. I mean, I always watch Olivia Jade's vlogs.
I know, I love her vlogs.
And they're just like, or I watch like Emma Chamberlain's vlogs. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just really calming and they're just like, oh, what's she up to today? And that's all it needs to be.
I feel like the best vloggers in like the lifestyle world, they make the most mundane shit like the most exciting or like entertaining. Like, they're literally like, I'm going to the grocery store, and they make it like the most fun, exciting thing. And you're like, I can do that. Yeah. Like, I can make my life like that. Yeah. Like, as a viewer, it's fun to watch. But you got, like, that's so interesting to me. You're like, okay, let's go to Todd's house. Let's go to Saddle Ranch. Let's go to
Jonah's house.
Yeah.
Jonah's Kebab. You make the rounds.
So when you go to, when you show up at the house, do you have a game plan with, like, I guess Todd, does he know you're coming over? Like, do you have a game plan there?
Yeah, there's usually like, or there'll be a bit idea, like
an idea.
Let's take Natalie's Sports Illustrated cover and hide it in Todd's bed.
Okay,
something like that.
And
you
then
know,
you'll try and film that or execute that idea.
Yeah, and so Todd doesn't know why we're going to his room, but we know that the magazine.
Oh, so he doesn't actually know.
Yeah, he just thinks we're filming, and then you know, someone will pull it out, and then the pages are stuck together or something like that. You know, like that was the gag.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of like specific examples, but yeah, stuff like that.
See, that's so interesting because I feel like when there's like a more, I guess, concept video, it's like a lot more planned. Like, I feel like you guys still kind of are like, let's see what happens, which is interesting.
Right.
Because you really catch the real moment.
Yes. It's all about the real moment. And
like, I feel like most YouTubers, if they were going to bury their friend, everyone would already know. And then you would just get like fakes, like, oh my God, that's crazy. You're in the backyard. Like, people would just act. Like, the fact that you guys actually hit it from your entire friend group is kind of like mind boggling to me.
Yeah. That's David. David's the best at that.
But Alicia's very much like that too. Like, she will not, like, if there's a surprise, if there's a, you know, she does it for the plot. Like, she's in real life, we are like doing the handcuff challenge or whatever. Like,
she
commits to it.
Yeah, that works too. I mean, we've done stuff where people are handcuffed together and everybody knows, and it's like, it just becomes about like the length of it and how long they can go and.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
I know you've like dabbled or you were in traditional media before you started with YouTube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me a little bit about that? Like, what was that like?
Yeah, it was horrible. I was like an actor and a writer. I wrote on like sitcoms and like game shows.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I didn't really like it.
Why?
I didn't like being in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just didn't like.
Me too.
Yeah, like it was just hard, and you just be there all day, like pitching ideas, and that's what I loved about YouTube, is just like you can get your ideas through, you know, it's your channel and you mm-hmm. can do whatever you want, and the audience will decide if they like it or not.
How in traditional media, you know how we were talking about how like you will come up with an idea and then you'll show your friends, and if it responds well, you
right.
will then post.
Right.
When you're in traditional media, how do you know when something's funny? Like, is it the same concept? Like, you're showing all this board of like old white men executives, and you're like, is this funny? And you ask for their permission, or like,
well, in traditional media, there's somebody in charge, like an executive producer, that, which I never had that job, but somebody in charge that has a vision for the show,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of decide what's funny, and then they send it to the network, and the network has like a liaison that looks at everything, and hopefully that it matches up with the same sense of humor.
So it still goes through people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know for like comedies and stuff on like Netflix and Hulu, like mm-hmm. they're hiring like strong voices,
mm-hmm.
so they know what they're gonna get. You know, they're hiring Dave Chappelle or Key and Peele, or like mm-hmm. you know, like they know what their sensibility is and what, you know. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not really sure. Like, I don't know if
like,
I answered
it. Like, I'm like, how did they know? You know when people are always like, everything's weird until it becomes, until it's not? For instance, like someone was like, Uber, the concept of Uber was so weird at one point. Like
right.
this guy was like, I have this idea. And everyone was like, that's weird, bro.
Right.
And like now it's Uber, you know?
Yes.
So I'm like, how before like Step Brothers was Step Brothers, or before Mean Girls was Mean Girls, or Bridesmaids was Bridesmaids, like how did they know that was going to be such a hit? They probably didn't. But like, how did they know those jokes were that funny? Do you know what I mean?
Well, they test the movies.
I guess they do, like the screeners and stuff like that, well, or like, screenings.
When I'm sure, like when they wrote Step Brothers, which is one of my favorite films,
mm-hmm.
They'll test the movie and they'll see what the audience says, and the audience will score it after. And then if the score is low, they will go back and re-edit. I mean, I had a friend who worked on that movie Elf.
Oh, I love that movie.
And which is a great movie.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
and,
so good.
And I know that when they tested it, it was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went back and they re-edited it. And you know from YouTube, but you can do so much with editing.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you really can. So they know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how they figure it out.
I feel like almost like the power is in the editing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like can really reshape your video or your film or whatever.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you ever want to get back into the traditional world? Like, would you ever want to act again or write a movie or be in a movie or something?
I made two movies and mm-hmm. it was really hard, and I didn't make any money off them. They both bombed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, that was right when I started YouTube. I was like, I was offered to write another movie, but I wasn't going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I had to write it on like spec. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to do like a Curb Your Enthusiasm type show. Like that's what I'm going to try to do on Nash Nation, is to, I know you don't know what the show is, but it's more of like just playing myself. That would be the best. Just do something scripted like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I could so see you doing that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You should.
Yeah.
I know you have had much success with the roasts.
Yes.
which I love.
We're doing another one.
I'm a fan of. I want to go.
Okay.
I would love to watch it. Come. Or yeah.
Yeah. We started writing the other one. I can't tell you who it is, but it's great. It's gonna be so good.
Okay. Yeah. So you do? Can you explain it to me, or for someone that doesn't know, like the roast and like, how'd you come up with the idea?
I stole it from Comedy Central.
Really?
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. I mean, I was a big fan of. I mean, Comedy Central, roasting comedians is an old thing, like Jerry Lewis and like Dean, do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, they used
and
to do
And I know
like,
of the roast.
Sammy
I know,
Davis Jr.
Yeah.
I mean,
I remember seeing that on
Robin
TV.
Robin Williams used to roast people. I've seen roasts of Richard Pryor. And then Comedy Central brought it back, and they did a really good job with it. Like, they got, like, high-level celebrities, and they also got, like, they also broke, like, a lot of new comedians, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Amy Schumer came out of there. Nikki Glaser came out of there.
Shut up. I did not know that.
I mean, I think so. I'm pretty sure, like, that's how they got there, you know? And they're great at it. Mm-hmm. And so then...
Amy Schumer is hilarious.
She's great.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, on YouTube, you're always looking for ideas. And I just thought, oh, that'd be fun if we just roasted our friends.
Oh, it is genius. I thought it was so funny.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I loved it. I even love the way it's shot. And, like, it's just different for YouTube. Like, I've never seen a YouTube video like that.
Yes. Yeah.
It was so different.
Yeah, it was really fun. And everybody was a really good sport last time. Bryce Hall was, like, such a good sport. Mm-hmm. And
so the first one was about you, right?
The first one was me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to ask anyone to get. I knew I could, like, take the jokes, you know? And so the first one was about me, because I knew I could book myself. And then we did Bryce, and then we're doing somebody else in August. You know who was really good at it? It was Tana.
Oh, she's great.
We couldn't get together with her and go over her jokes, because she was busy. Uh-huh. And it was, like, it was day of, at, like, 4 o'clock, Brandon and I went over to her house. She was like getting glammed. And we just put the jokes in front of her, and she like made everything like a million times better. Like, I was like really impressed.
Really? Wait, so you came up with all the jokes?
Well, we write a bunch of jokes for people, but then when they get them, they change them, or they'll be like, I can't say that, or this would be better.
Okay.
And especially because it's all predicated on relationships. So Tana has her own unique relationship with Bryce, so she's going to want to say certain things. Mm-hmm. But she was really sharp and really good.
How do you decide, like, once you decided the roast was about Bryce, did you then ask who he wanted to roast him, or do you kind of decide?
Yeah, so he was like, I want this. I said, we got to have Josh, because that's Bryce's really close friend. And I think we, like, asked Noah. He said no, because a lot of people don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's a headache. And then
are you kind of putting yourself, if you agree to roast, you're kind of putting yourself up there to be roasted as well?
Yes.
In a way?
100%.
More than the average Joe, like an audience?
Yeah, so you'll definitely get roasted up there. And that's usually what people do, is they'll go down the line of the dais, and then they'll do the actual person who's being roasted last.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say is the best, like, out of the two times that you've done it, who impressed you the most with their jokes and comedy?
Adam W.
Oh, was this on the last one?
Yeah,
or the one
he had the best set, I thought.
Yeah, where is he from again?
He's a giant Instagram comedian.
Okay.
And he has like a huge following, and he's, but he's also like.
That was the first time I had seen him.
I think it's the first time he's seen him in that setting.
Really?
I don't think he's.
I remember being impressed.
He's done stand-up before, but I don't think he's ever done a roast.
Wow.
But he just killed it. And he did a really good job. And you should see his videos are great on Instagram. He's like really funny. Yeah, he's like huge. And he's a nice guy too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just knew he would be good because he's actually funny off of Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like when you're just like talking to him, you're like, oh,
like
my God.
In real life. Yeah, there's good banter. Yeah.
I fell in love with Adam W. because like I was at a party with him and we were just talking or whatever. And he's friends with Jonah. Mm. Jonah knows Adam better than I do. And he was just looking at Jonah. Jonah was doing something really dumb. And Adam just goes, God, what a fucking idiot. Like that. And then I was like, yes. I was like, yes.
Yes.
And I love Jonah, of course. But like to bond over like your frustration of a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Does everyone know each other's jokes or like that what they're going to get roasted about before?
No.
That's all completely surprised.
No, no one knows the jokes, no.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think I would be stressed out.
No, we do it in a way where it's like, I always tell everybody, I'm like, if you want to cut something, we'll just cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we try not to be mean, like too mean or, and we haven't had a problem yet.
Mm-hmm. How do you decide on like who's the next Bryce? Like how do you decide who would be a great person?
Whoever we think would be funny to roast, who's who's willing. Yeah, just.
Do you have any dream people you would love to be like the next, I guess, Bryce or you on the stage?
I'd love to roast like Logan or Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah, they would be great.
Yeah, that would be
Logan
great.
Logan would be so good.
Yeah, Logan. I'd love to roast Dave Portnoy.
Oh, he would be great too. Yeah.
And I went and met him. That's my first podcast, yeah, which airs on Mondays, Portnoy. And he said he's like, I would have done it. He's like, no, Bryce was supposed to ask him, and I guess, I don't know, he didn't.
Oh, really?
So maybe we will get him at some point.
I feel like he is the most like down person. Like he's down for anything.
He's down for anything.
Which I love that.
Yes.
Like no matter what it is, like I feel like he's never, I mean, I don't know him, but it seems like he's not above like doing,
no,
you know,
no,
what I mean? Like a crazy idea and or that, stupid that's idea his, or whatever.
I told him that. I said, that's your best quality is like you're the everyman.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, he's like probably rich now and,
yeah,
you know, and has a nice house and stuff. He still is the
he
everyman.
He still is down.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Which and is really impressive.
That's like a big part of his success, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very impressive.
How has it been riding solo on the podcast wave?
Oh my God, it's the worst.
Really?
Yeah, it's so hard.
It is hard.
It's hard to be here by yourself, right?
Yeah.
Because you think you're not enough.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing, people have been asking for solos and I've been like doing them, like solo podcasts, yeah, but I'm like, is this stupid? Like what I'm saying, it's just weird.
What
it's
do you
weird.
Talk about in your solos?
Well, this last one, I just did an episode that was like 25 things I learned at 25 because I just turned 25.
Yeah.
So I like, you know, came up with an outline of like 25 things I've
good.
Learned at 25.
That's and great.
I, yeah, it was good. It was just very like, you know, things I've learned along the way, things I've like acquired from my parents or like mentors or whatever.
Yeah, and that's really good.
That was interesting. That I feel like is interesting because I don't know. When I was typing it, I was like, whoa, like that is a really good thing I learned. Or, you know, that transforms like the way I think or
what's
whatever.
Something you learned?
I mean, one of my biggest things that my dad always taught me is if you think you're beaten, you are. And it's like all about the state of mind.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, when I approach anything, like, and I'm like tweaking out about it, like, I can't think I'm beaten at the end of the day. Like I've already lost if I think that way.
Right.
So like, if you think you're beaten, you are essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't
so
know.
So what if you are beaten and you won't admit it?
I don't know. That's I haven't gotten to that.
It's so funny how I look at things. I'm such a glass half empty kind of person.
Yes.
Because I looked at it a different way. Like, oh yeah, if you're beaten, then you should quit. Kind of quits.
There's literally a poem my dad instilled in me. It's like, that's what it starts with. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but don't think you can, it's almost a cinch you won't.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. But I don't know. I also like, okay, another thing that I said was like JOMO, which is like the opposite of FOMO. Like I had super like crazy issues with FOMO and like the fear of missing out, like, oh, should I stay home and edit this video? Or like, I was never satisfied wherever I went. Like, yeah. It's either I go out to the party with my friends and then I get mad at myself for not staying in and editing,
yeah,
or I go home and edit and then I'm mad for not going out because it looks so fun on stories. Like, I have issues.
Yeah.
I can't.
I'm the same way.
So now
hang with my kids or
yes,
do work.
So I'm trying to teach myself JOMO, the joy of missing out.
Ah.
And being like, you know, my yeses mean yes, my noes mean noes. Like, if it's not a fork yes, it's fork no. I'm staying home and enjoying this edit.
Good.
And I'm getting my shit done.
Good.
But I'm trying. It's so hard for me to realize that.
Do you like going out?
Like, I do. But
like, what do you get out of it?
Honestly, the only reason I go out is because I try and find like hot guys to have crushes on
right.
now at this point in my
right,
life.
Right.
Like, I don't care to go out and just get like drunk anymore. I was just
right.
telling my vlog this. I don't know. Why do you like going out for content?
That'll definitely get me out there.
It gives
if
me
a
good a
chance
story
to shoot.
Too. Like I like
yeah,
having
it gives you a story.
I like having shit to talk about. Like, oh my god, this happened. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I love a crazy story.
Yeah, and sometimes it's great,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time it's not.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially because I'm like fairly new to this world, so like
how so?
Well, like I just, so I started working for Alicia originally. Right. Like that's how I started. Right. And I was always her plus one of things. Yes, but way less. Or not as much. Okay. But I still work for her. And like I started off so excited to be invited to anything by her because I was her plus one. So I was like, I can't miss out on anything because when will I ever get this opportunity? And now that I get, I've gotten invited to like things on my own, or I do get invited to things on my own, I have way less of a hard time saying no. Like, I'm like, it's fine. Yeah. There will be another thing that I'll get invited to. But I feel like when I didn't have the opportunity as much, I was like, I have to take it.
Yeah, that period of newness and having a new exciting like life. You had a new life.
Yeah, like when else would I be in the same room as so-and-so or whatever? Yeah, you know what I mean?
For sure. And now you don't care about so-and-so so much.
Just not as much. Or I know there will be another time I could meet them.
Right. Yeah. Like I used to get really excited about celebrities and stuff, and now I don't. I'm not. Yeah. And it's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, who do you feel like is the funniest person that you just have ever met or you know?
The funniest person I've ever met?
You're like, this is the funniest person I know. Or that you know.
Donald was the funniest person that I ever met.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle, I've met.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
He wasn't necessarily funny in our interaction, but I met Steve Martin.
But what about like cool. in real life that you, who do you think is funniest in your just everyday?
David's the funniest.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And Jonah.
Oh my gosh.
Probably
so
those
funny.
Two. And then in terms of like comedians and stuff, like, I love Bill Burr. I love Tom. I don't know Bill Burr, but I love Bill Burr. I love Tom Segura. I love Bert Kreischer. Mm-hmm. I love Chris DeStefano. I think Chris D'Elia is really funny. Mm-hmm. Bobby Lee. I watch a lot of podcasts.
Really?
Do you know who's actually the funniest out of... Okay. I actually decided this a few weeks ago.
Okay.
The funniest person on the planet...
Who?
Is Conan O'Brien.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you decide that?
Because now he has a podcast. He used to do a TV show, and he was great. He was really funny on the TV show.
He had a late night show or something, right?
And this is a testament to podcasts. He's 100 times funnier on the podcast.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Because it's like real Conan. It's like writer's room Conan. It's like if you went and got coffee with Conan.
Got it.
And then they have the element, his assistant is on the show. So you get that really, she kind of like busts his balls, and they have like a... Uh-huh.
Great dynamic.
Cantankerous relationship, whatever. But he's actually, I'm pretty sure he's the funniest right now.
Wow. Yeah. I need to listen to his podcast.
Yeah. I can give you a list of podcasts. Oh, Pete Holmes.
I don't know who that is.
Incredible podcaster and stand-up comedian. Mike Birbiglia.
Okay.
I listen to him. I listen to Smartless.
I was going
to
say, do you like Smartless? I love it.
I love Smartless.
I think they're hilarious.
Yeah. Will Arnett's like, he kills it on
his
there.
His voice?
Yeah. His voice is.
Also is amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like they're, I didn't even know who Sean Hayes was. I just started listening to it.
Yeah.
And them three, like as a thruple, they are so hilarious.
They're all great. Fly on the wall.
And they get amazing guests.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, they're in that world.
Yeah. It's just like a phone, they're phoning a friend.
They've literally like done movies with everybody. You know who, one more, John Mulaney.
Okay. You need to send me all these.
He doesn't do a podcast, but he's incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you, with your podcast, do you have some
Hannibal
dream
Burris.
Guests?
Okay. My dream guests? Yeah, all those people I just named.
All those people?
Please, come on. As somebody. We have Portnoy for the first one, Nikki Glaser.
That's crazy you got Nikki. That's amazing.
So funny.
How did you get Nikki? Do you know? Are you friends?
No.
Okay.
Just called her, and she was like, I'm not in L.A., and I was like, I'll come to St. Louis. And she was like, okay. And so I thought that would be funny because she just decided to move to St. Louis, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that'll be funny. Like, I'll go there to St. Louis to see what her life is like. And so that was good. There's two comedians that I had on, Mark Norman and Sam Morrill. They're like top of their game, really funny guys. Mm-hmm. Giannis Pappas is on. I had Adam W. on. And we have a bunch more coming. So
you should have the Smartless guys on.
I mean, sure.
That would be amazing.
I'll just call them up.
You can just DM them, you know.
I don't know if they check their DM.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming.
Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you ever, are you in your DMs a lot?
This week I have been in to try and like, we're trying to give people like free passes to the website.
Yeah.
That's like the big problem with doing a paywall.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, people can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like giving out. So I've been in my DMs like, I made a story like, if you need a pass.
Yeah, I loved that you acknowledged that, because I feel like a lot of people wouldn't even acknowledge
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like,
you know, not everyone can.
A lot of the people that watch us they're in college.
Yeah.
Or high school, like they don't even have a credit card.
Exactly.
Like I showed my son it, and he was like, "Oh, it's a great website." And he's like, "I couldn't buy it. I don't have a card." You know, so that's tough. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of money when you're like a college kid is like going towards, what the heck am I going to eat tonight?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like literally, or mm-hmm. you're saving up for beer.
Yeah.
Or alcohol.
Yeah.
You know? So that's really kind of
like
to do
zero
that.
Income.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's like you're, you know, lucky to have parents that, you know, give you.
Right.
You're on the parent payroll.
I dropped my son off at, he's going to camp. He's going to music camp in Boston.
That's awesome.
But it's like, but he's like living in a dorm and he's like 16. And it was like, I couldn't process it. So I dropped him off on Saturday, and then
I know where you're going with this.
Go ahead.
No, I think I know where you're going with this. Continue.
I just couldn't process it.
Okay, but you said something over to text. I don't know if you're allowed to say it on the pod, but who did you see crying?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yes. So I go to he's going to this like music school in Boston, which is like really pretty prestigious.
Okay, tell me about it. Do you have to like apply to get in?
I don't
want to
say the name of the school.
Okay, okay.
No, you can pay to go, but it's just a camp.
Oh, it's a camp.
So it's like, oh, cool, he's going to camp. Mm-hmm. But then when we got there, we realized it was like, it's
celebrity
literally like Whiplash.
Kid.
You know, you ever see that movie Whiplash?
I actually have it.
With Miles Teller.
Okay.
It's basically this movie where he goes to school at Juilliard to try to become a drummer.
Okay.
And the teacher is ruthless. The teacher's like so mean to him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, if you want to be a fucking drummer, you know, he's like, you've got to hit the notes and that's it, you know? So we got there and it wasn't camp at all. It's like, there's homework, there's tryouts, there's auditions. You know, if you do poorly, you're not going to be put in
with
the
good kids. You're not making friendship bracelets and going on the blob.
No.
Yeah.
So, and I felt really bad because I wasn't like reading the emails all summer. And he got there and he was like, placement test. He's like, I didn't know about the placement test. And I was like, shit. And he's like, audition. I didn't know about
this. Is this a small fortune, the camp?
It's not that bad.
Okay.
It's worth it. Like it's housing, it's food, it's
okay.
Everything. And so anyways, we go through this whole day, we go to the orientation, blah, 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 blah. And now then it's like time to say goodbye. And, you know, it's something, he's 16 and it's just like, in that moment, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I can convey this. It's like, he's just gone. He's living in a city
mm-hmm.
by himself.
Without you.
Without me, doing amazing things that I could never do.
Mm-hmm.
Playing in bands, and like one of the things that like really got me was this is dumb, but like he met his roommates, and then within like 20 minutes they had made a music studio in the dorm room.
Oh my gosh.
They turned the closet into a vocal booth.
Mm-hmm.
They all had different pieces of equipment that they brought together.
Mm-hmm.
They put wires like through the ceiling, and I was just like, oh damn,
like he's his own person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long is the camp?
It's like 5 weeks.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. And so then
this is not like a 1 week thing.
I said goodbye to him and I start crying, but I didn't want to show him that I was crying. So I was like, okay, goodbye, goodbye. And then I started to walk away and I'm like bawling. And I just look up and Gwyneth Paltrow is there. it was
the camp dropping her kid off too?
Yeah. And it was just so like, she looked amazing. Like she was Gwyneth Paltrow. She looked like a movie star, obviously, whatever. nice people, I'm sure. And I feel bad even like saying it on the podcast, but whatever. And it was just this moment of like, I'm bawling, and I look Gwyneth Paltrow in the eyes, and she was just like, oh, someone's having a tough go, like I'm dropping their kid off.
Oh my gosh.
And it's, I don't know. It's just really funny too, because my mom, she was with me, and she's always had trouble pronouncing Gwyneth Paltrow's name,
yeah,
like over the years. Do your parents have that trouble with words?
With certain words, but I think
my mom
they
has
both
like
got...
she has like a little bit, okay, a little bit of dementia. Like not really, she doesn't have dementia, but she just certain words, yeah, she can't. So she would always.
I feel like everyone has a word they can't
and
pronounce.
And she loves Gwyneth Paltrow, so she'd always be like Gwyneth Paltrow, Poopo. So my sister and I would always just, we would just walk into a room, we'd just go, Paltrow.
Oh
Poo-po.
My gosh!
And so that was like very full circle to see her and
Gwyneth.
Then, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, hopefully your son becomes friends with her kid, and
oh
maybe you
God,
can get Gwyneth
no.
on the pod.
That'd be incredible. That'd be incredible. That'd be incredible.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the concept of sending my kid off to a camp for 5 weeks, or let alone having a kid right now. Like, that's crazy that you have this. You basically have two different lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like having kids?
It's the best. It's the best thing you'll ever do.
Why?
It just makes everything worth it.
Really?
Yeah, it makes everything you do important, and it makes it like, it gives it a reason. Like they're both at camp right now, and I was like sitting in my car on Ventura the other day, and I had just gotten back, and I was like, oh my God, I they're not here, and I there's no reason for me to be here. Like there's no reason for me to exist. Like I couldn't be in LA. Like, what? Like I wouldn't live here. I would never live here, but I'm here because, you know, they're here. And
where would you live?
I don't know. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
It's great. You know, it's great all around the country now. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
It used to not be that way when I was younger. It used to be like, oh, fuck, I'm in Atlanta. But now it's like Atlanta has everything.
That is true.
They got it all.
I feel like also with social media, like
yes.
You're not like... Like, I grew up in Indiana. Like, that's my hometown, and I'm a Midwest girl through and through. But, like, growing up, I did not have... Like, I was weird for liking, like, fashion or entertainment because that was, like, not... There was no sort of thing like that. Like, people were successful if you were great at a sport or if you were, like, the next doctor. Like, people didn't understand the concept of, like, going to fashion school. Like, they were like, oh, she's a little weird or, like, she's a little creative, like, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Like, now with social media, people are like, whoa, like, the access to it is so much it's just easier.
100%. And everything's been... credibility now.
Yes.
Like from shows like you know, what's the fashion show where you learn to make
Project Runway.
Yeah. So people are like, oh, Project Runway, that's you know, you're gonna be a fashion designer. Great.
I feel like with media, like they've made everything's or a lot more things have been normalized when they weren't.
I knew the world had changed when I turned on Diners and Drive-Ins
and
Guy Fieri was in South Dakota. at a vegan restaurant.
You know?
Like, I was like, okay.
Nothing. Yeah. That is so polar opposite.
He's like, you want some of the best vegan grub in the Northwest, and you got to come down to.
That's so funny. That reminds me.
Soy Boy Burgers.
He was at Stagecoach. Like, he was like on like the, what is it called? The headliner or the, what's it called? The lineup.
Yeah.
He was like on it, and we were like, wait, why is he going to be, like, on the lineup for Stagecoach? Like, is he performing? No, he was just, like, barbecuing or something.
Oh, he was, like, but he was on the lineup.
Yeah, he was on the lineup.
But he's a big enough name that people go,
he is.
Oh, cool.
Like, we were like, we want to see him, like, over Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, Guy Fieri's a funny one. There's a great comedian. His name is Dusty something, and he has a whole bit about the backlash of Guy Fieri and how silly it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really funny. I don't know his last name, but...
What a guy.
He wears a baseball hat, and it's true. It's like, why does he get shit on?
What's the effect? Like, what's the Guy Fieri effect? Like, people are obsessed with him.
People get mad. We're mad about him for, I don't know, for being too successful. I don't know.
That's how it always is, I feel like.
Yes, I think so, too.
Do you, speaking of, have you ever been to Stagecoach?
Never been to Stagecoach.
But you've been to Coachella.
I've been to Coachella, yeah.
What'd you think?
I went like 20 years ago. I went like 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh, you went 20 years ago.
Yeah.
What was that like? It's so different now, huh?
It's the same. Everyone's on Molly. It's the same. Yep. I think I saw, like, I think when I went, I saw like the Strokes.
I feel like the fashion and like the Instagram, that's so different.
It's definitely gotten more. You're right. It's definitely gotten more.
Like the pressure.
It's gotten more. Yeah. It's. I don't get that. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
How many outfits do you need?
I know. It's like, it's weird because it's like fun to do that and like dress up and do the thing. But it's also so much pressure, it feels like.
Right.
I don't know why. I think we put it on ourselves. But like.
And then then you get a score at the end of it. How many likes you got on the photo.
Well, also like then people make content like roasting or rating people's outfits. Yes. So then you're like, shit, like I got to step it up if I'm going to be included in these or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I made sure my brand is just like disgusting and stained shirts. And
so then when you show out, people are like, wow, yeah, Jason.
Yeah.
That's
lower
awesome.
The bar.
Tell me a little bit more about having kids in the entertainment industry. Like that's like the biggest or that's like the scariest thing thinking about me doing that, like raising kids in LA. Like how do you do it successfully?
I don't know. My kids they're not on social media.
Purposely?
Yeah.
How old are they?
16 and 13.
Okay. And is that
she has Snapchat.
Is that because you don't want them to be, or they don't want to be?
They don't want to be.
Really?
Yeah, they don't like it.
Why?
Because I
that's
think
so interesting.
I think it's just the comments are too much, and they're too much for me. So of course they're going to be too much for a 13-year-old.
Oh, I see. Because people are probably following them because they're
yeah
also
they'll find them and then they'll just write nasty stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, it's they're better off. They're better off without it. It's all poison anyway. Social media, it's the worst. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like it's literally. I feel so bad that like that's how I make my money because it's like it's truly poison. Like it just makes people feel bad.
Yeah. It's
like I try not to do that. I try not to like. But I have done it. I've been like on a private jet and been like, hey, I'm on a private jet. You know, it's like it just makes people feel bad. Mm-hmm. You know. But then at the same time, you're like. Some people, I guess some of the people it makes feel bad, and some people go, oh, cool, that's awesome. I wish I could be on a private jet. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I don't like to think about it too much. Because I do feel bad for people that, like, you know, they don't have the best life or things aren't going well. Because I've certainly been there.
Mm-hmm. You know? I feel like also, though,
I was broke before social media.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, wow. Bad. I owed, like, $80,000 in taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, I was nowhere. And then I went. And I was just doing stand-up one night, and David was in the audience, and he was like, oh, you should come to YouTube. And
that
I was
is
like,
the craziest, like, L.A. story.
Craziest L.A. story. And that's a story that, like, didn't happen to me until I was 43.
That is insane.
So for anybody that's out there that's, like, in their 30s and, like, waiting for a break, like, it'll come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the cool thing about it was that when it did happen, when I did get a chance, I had a lot of material that was never used.
Yeah, so you had a lot of ideas.
Yeah, so that could all go into, but it was interesting, yeah.
What was it like getting your
That's
first...
That's what my book is about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was it like getting your first social media check? Were you like blown away?
Yeah. Somebody called me, I was on Vine, and somebody called me, they're like, hey, do you want to go to Mike Tyson's mansion and make a Vine for $1,500?
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, we'll pay you $1,500. And I was like, what? And
it's
I didn't
crazy.
Have any money at the time. And I was like, yeah. And I went, and then I got there, and I was like, okay, so what do I do? And they're like, oh, whatever you want. Like, just make some vines here. Like, uh-huh. Give me anything you want. And I was like, okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're so lucky to be around in this time.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts on, like, following your passion / dream, but also like making money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because
it's a great question.
Like what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, the worst. Because for years I used to do like one man shows like to like 50 people in the audience.
Like stand up?
Yeah. And I would pour my heart out, bare my
You're
soul.
You're so ballsy.
And they made no money, but it was like what I wanted to do. But it came at the expense of my family. Like, it was like, oh, I wasn't making any money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you reach a point where you go, oh, my dreams, who cares? in a way, if you have, you have to have kids or something, or you have to support yourself, support your mom, support your parents. And then I just sort of made that choice like, oh, I'll do YouTube and I'm good. I'm happy with that. You know, like, sure, I'd love to like make a movie, but it's not, you know, it's not coming to me right now. So if maybe it will at some point, but I'm okay if it doesn't too. Like, I don't know.
Like, do you
think the best part about getting older is you really don't care.
You care less.
Yeah, you just don't care. Or like, you know, one of my friends will call me, like David will call me and be like, oh, hey, we're going to this thing, but you know, we only have like, I can only bring one person. And I'll be like, great.
You're like, I don't have to go.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Yeah. Like, that is crazy.
One of my favorite jokes that we would always say is like, he would take me to his hometown in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Really nice, great people, really fun. And he used to say, he's like, oh, I love bringing you because I can just put you on the couch and you're happy.
Yes. No, I get that. I get that.
So happy.
That's why I love my hometown friends.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to me to like maintain my friendships that with people that aren't in this industry.
Yeah.
Because they're so much harder or they're so much easier to please.
Yeah.
And then I don't go bananas trying to like make someone feel happy or
Do you have to make happy? Who do you have to make happy?
I don't know. I just feel like with influencer people, like they're, we've been so privileged with so many crazy experiences. It's hard to impress my influencer friends as much as it is easier to impress like my non-influencer friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you don't have to impress them because they know the drill.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That is true.
You don't have to impress them at all. You should put that on the 25 for 25.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a part of me growing up. Yeah, like I need to not care as much about if they're having a good time or not. I think I just stress out about that.
I've gone through that too. I make you worry about. Yeah, I've definitely gone through that.
Even like I'm planning a trip right now to Europe with some of my college friends who aren't in the industry.
Okay.
And they are so like, they could not care less about where we stay or what we do. They
That's
just like
so
want to
nice.
Go and have a good time. Like, I'm like, pick wherever. I don't care. I'll pay whatever. Just tell me. And my other friends, they would be like, well, is it the best hotel? Is
yeah,
it the
yeah,
best
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
is it the
yeah,
top
yeah,
rated yeah. restaurant? Can I get a photo there? Like, which I get.
Yeah.
I understand, but it's just so nice to be going on a trip with people that don't care, I guess.
That's really good. It's important that you have those relationships. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you have friends outside of the industry as well that you hang out with quite a bit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have like, they're like my divorced friends.
Okay.
Like the friends that I had when I was married. But mm-hmm. I still talk to them. They're like my age.
Are you dating?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Do you have any desire to date? I will think.
I saw
for
your
you.
Mom. Yeah. I saw your mom on your Instagram. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
I set Jason and my mom up. That'd be funny.
Is your mom single?
She is.
Oh.
Yeah, she's single.
Does she like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
I'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like, I don't expect to meet anyone here.
Okay.
In LA, you know what I mean?
I know. I don't expect to either. It's scary.
Oh,
it's awful.
Well, you will. You will. You're young.
I feel like it's so hard to date here, though.
It really is.
Yeah. Even no matter like how young or old you are.
What are your experiences with that? Do you find that the guys are just like one date and then that's it? Like they're,
yeah.
Like they're, people have their eyes on a million things, so it's hard to
First
stay
of all,
on one
everyone's
thing.
So hot. So it's like, do you know what I mean? When I'm back in Indiana, I'm like, damn, I'm a 10. And I'm here, I'm like, okay, I'm a solid 4. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I'm back home, I'm like, I could get any guy in this bar. And then when I'm here, I'm like, okay, I'm back in the, you know, 4 or 5 range or whatever it is. You know, like, it's just everyone's hot. Everyone's successful.
Everyone is not hot.
Oh, there are a lot of pretty girls. Yeah, there's a lot of pretty girls.
Oh, you're saying the girls are hot or the guys are hot?
Oh, no. The girls are hot.
Oh, the girls are
hot. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's hot. And also, everyone's like on a mission to like be successful in whatever it is. So it's like that's number one. And then like people are also so used to in the Midwest, like I'm not used to people like using you for things or whatever. And people do that here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that's like hard.
Dating apps are like...
They're scary.
They're actually bad too because you can't get a sense of the person from the picture.
No, it's hard. I know.
You can maybe say, okay, they're like pretty, but you have no idea if they can keep a conversation or...
Yeah. Would you prefer to date someone that's not in the industry?
Yeah.
Me too, kind of.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. That'd be really nice.
Yeah.
But everybody's in the industry here. Mm-hmm. You know?
I feel like it's also nice because then you can come home and, like, catch up on each other's lives instead of already just knowing what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I can actually be like, what did you do at work today? And, like, be interested.
Yeah, I mean, my Postmate gave me a mixtape last night. So, I mean, you know, it's...
That is, wow.
Yeah.
You should make like that into a bit, like a TikTok or something. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, a Postmate, and that's hilarious. That is hilarious.
No, I'm saying it's a pretty good mixtape.
Oh, it is. You listen to it. Yeah. Stop. You put him on this podcast. You're like, let's listen to it. We shout him out. He's like, damn, that changed my life.
I'm eating chow mein.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh.
This goes hard. The chow mein and the mixtape.
I'm dead.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what it's all about. I'm still figuring it out myself.
If you had to give dating advice to your younger self, what would you say?
Don't be so nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What do you mean by that?
I was just the worst. When I was dating, I'm just the worst. Like, if I like you, I'll be like, hi, I like you. Whereas I don't know how to like play a game or anything or like.
Okay.
I was talking to my friend last night.
But is that bad? That like you're straightforward?
Yeah, I think so. It's never worked for me.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how to play that game of like, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's like, if I like you, I just say, what are you doing? Right, because you don't like that when like a guy like is like too strong, right? Like,
it's
you want some kind of chase, right?
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah, and then I just go, okay.
Yeah,
want me to lie?
I know it is so weird.
It's
I feel
so
like
hard. It's hard to navigate.
It is hard.
And I'm just not good at it.
Yeah, I feel like also with LA, it's in particular, it's hard with dating because nothing is like convenient here. Like back home, there's like 3 bars everyone goes to.
Right.
So it's like you see the same guys. It's like easier to meet people. Like you have your friend group. Like
uh-huh.
Whereas here, there's like so many options. There's so many things. Like it's really hard to make connection with like or genuine connection with people.
Would you ever move back home?
Not for a long time, but maybe.
Right.
Yeah. I would like raise my family there.
Yeah,
or
that'd
something.
Be nice.
But I don't know. Not now. Not anytime
you
soon.
You can raise kids in LA, but it's a little dicey.
Mm-hmm.
I would move them if I could.
Really? To yeah. Like a, what, just a more like, suburb city?
Even to like Calabasas or mm-hmm. something.
Okay, well, Jason, what are you doing to make moves right now in your life? It can be personally. It can be professionally.
I didn't know this was coming. Shit. What am I doing to make moves?
Yes, tell us.
I
mean, you have so many new things coming.
I'm waking up early and going to the gym.
Yeah, you've been slaying your workouts.
I've been doing 6 sets of sit-ups every day.
Of how many?
I do
percent?
90 each set.
90?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I need to do that.
And I still eat. I'm trying to cut down on my food. I can't.
Do you see a difference in the 90 sit-ups?
Yeah, it'll take some of the blubber away.
Okay.
But then it just like comes back right back at night when I eat. You know, my friend, she's a sober coach. And I thought, I should get like a snack coach. Like to hire someone.
That's one way to
like,
look at it.
I couldn't afford that. But if I was rich, I would like hire someone.
Uh-huh.
To you know, swat the cookies out of my hand, or something,
yeah.
Or someone to sit in the kitchen at like 2 a.m. because
mm-hmm.
that's when I eat.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you've told me that before. Actually,
it's really bad. But that's it.
Can you not sleep? Do you have issues sleeping?
Yeah, I wake up. I have sleep apnea.
Okay.
I sleep with like a chin strap. That's the other reason I don't have anyone in my life. It's like it's a mess. It's a mess in that bedroom. It's like a chin strap and eye mask and
okay
mouth guard and. You know,
we all have our things.
I have the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been working on with Ilya?
Yeah. I work out with Ilya and Todd.
The gym looks amazing.
Zila Gym.
Yeah.
Zila Fitness. Go check it out. Go buy some protein.
Go buy some protein.
Or just
it's
go check
so
out Zila
good.
Fitness.
I love the banana split protein.
I had it this morning. They have an app where you can go do workouts and mm-hmm. stuff. And they're really fun. It's fun having friends that are younger because they... You know, and they take you out. You feel very lucky.
Really?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
That they're taking the time to like spend time with you.
Oh,
you know
I
what
love
I mean?
That.
Especially because like Ilya will run me up Runyon, and he'll wear a 30-pound weight vest.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh. He's a beast.
He's a beast. And I still can't even come close to catching up to him. Uh-huh. But it really, that's the best way to lose weight, is go with somebody who's like in really good shape.
Yeah.
And so then, it really motivates you. And mm-hmm. yeah, and Todd will take me up Runyon, or we'll run it. We ran, Ilya and I did 6 miles at the beach last week.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the best. That's truly the best stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just makes you feel
yeah,
good.
Yeah. The Zila, he's been like killing it with the whole branding,
they're killing
everything.
It. Have you been to the gym?
No, I haven't. I need to go.
You should go.
Yeah.
Go work out
there. I need
to go.
You know what I've been doing lately, which you guys need to come, is I have a tennis coach now.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. He's like an ex-pro.
No way.
And I'm not kidding you. I've gone to him like, I don't know, maybe just under 10 times. I feel like I've gotten so much better. Okay. But anyway, Jason, it's been such a delight talking to you.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Thank you so much for coming on. Yeah. Where can everyone follow and subscribe?
TheNashNation.com.
Yes. Go subscribe and join the subscription or whatever it is.
Yep. New podcast on YouTube coming soon next week. And yeah.
And what's the podcast channel called?
It's called All Good Things with Jason Nash.
Okay. All Good Things. Go check it out, you guys. Follow Jason. And we will see you next week with another episode. Make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.